From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Whether they were or remain highly celebrated artists, only the work of a modest number stand out as having influenced, shaped, created, and expanded the breadth of a specific genre of music. In the U.S., the musical signatures of Louis Satchmo Armstrong, The Beatles, Bob Dylan, Chuck Berry, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Jimi Hendrix, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Muddy Waters, and Elton John are among the select group that represent the fine art school of popular music making in the U.S. When the discussion moves beyond the U.S., some of the names might be less familiar to music fans in America, though their creative sounds are equally influential.
Ingoro mira ingoro mira arna zvarinoshanda haringabatsire Zuma ne zuma hari tonge mandare ngoromera
Arina zvano shana anga basire
Zuma ne zuma hari tonge mandare chibakera
Arina zvano shana anga basire
Zuma ne zuma hari tonge mandare kona mumbi
Arina zvano shana anga basire
Far beyond the shores of North America, a diverse collective of musicians from around the globe have had similarly impressive careers like those of their U.S. counterparts. Some have helped to define various forms of music. Some have even created their own unique brand. The late Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe is one of them. His music is called Tuku music because of its defining sound, appeal to his fans, and the messages they embody. Born September 22, 1952, Oliver Mutukudzi grew up in poverty as the eldest of seven siblings. His parents, who sang in a local choir, frowned on his appetite for music. They attempted but eventually failed to steer young Oliver away from what would become his future, life as a musician. By 1977, Mutukudzi had become a member of the Wagon Wheels during Rhodesia's dedication to segregation. It offered few opportunities for musicians to perform in black African-owned licensed venues. The Wagon Wheels caught a lucky break when the owner of the Mutanga restaurant and nightclub let them take the stage. In time, with his raspy voice and guitar in hand, Mutukudzi ventured out on his own as a solo artist, resulting in an album that introduced him to the world music stage. Before his untimely passing, January 23rd of 2019, he had become an international star as one of Africa's best-known artists. Throughout his career, he championed tolerance and peace, and he was firmly dedicated to revealing the struggles of women and children in his homeland. It was all in an effort to make the world a better place for all. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.